About 200 Central New York runners marked the one-year anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombings last night. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the running bond remains strong a year after the bombing that left three people dead and scores injured.
A bagpipe serenaded the 200 or so runners hitting the pavement at Onondaga Lake Park last night to mark the one-year anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombings. Runners of all shapes and sizes, some with dogs, some pushing carriages, all stepped off on a perfect April night to show their solidarity with the running world that suffered a blow a year ago. Among them, Boston expat John Sheedy, now of Syracuse.
I certainly think that the events of the Boston Marathon bombings last year have brought, I think, everyone closer together. They see the spirit of not only the Boston community, but the running community as a whole.
Has the running world changed in the year since the bombing? Liz Knickerbocker works for Fleet Feet. She admits she's been more aware of her surroundings during races, but also says the bombing has opened up the world of running to more people.
This year we saw an uptick in all races being run in the about 6 to 10% in every race that was being put on.
Runner Susan Pugh of Liverpool agrees.
I think Joe Biden said it best the other day when he said, "We own the finish line." And we do, whether that finish line's in Boston or here in Syracuse. You know, we own that. This is ours, and nobody's going to take that away from us.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.